This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. You know, if you sit back and analyze what goes on with our elected officials, you can certainly understand why we have so many problems here in America. Let's start on the national level, where for virtually two solid years, we were told by Democrats that the Robert Mueller report would be the noose around President Trump's neck and impeachment was going to happen. Until, of course, the report came out with a finding of no Russian collusion. So here we are, being told by Democrats that President Trump had better not mess with Robert Mueller or they'd fight him tooth and nail. So what else is new? Anyway, they defended the report as the most thorough, most in-depth, and certainly the most damning report about the president, and when released, it would prove to be his demise. Until, of course, it was released, and it didn't. So now? Well, now the Democrats want to subpoena everyone from Robert Mueller himself down to, I don't know, probably my dog. I'll have to watch the mail to see if she gets one. What happened to their vaunted defense of Robert Mueller and his report? Oh, yeah, it didn't say what they wanted it to say, so it's time for a different tactic. You know, we have real problems in America, including the mess on the southern border, congressional inaction to fix immigration laws, and the opioid crisis, just to name a few. Are we doing anything about them? Well, the president is, but certainly not Congress. Nope, it's just the same old, and that's why nothing ever gets done, and their approval rating is dismal. Come to think of it, my dog has a higher approval rating. I hope she doesn't get subpoenaed. On to the state of Oregon, it's very apparent that the Democrats have a supermajority and are led by Democratic leaders from the Willamette Valley. I mean, look at the recent rent legislation they spent their time and money on. There's no problem, really, anywhere except Portland. And by golly, anything that's good for Portland must be good for the entire state of Oregon. What rubbish. Instead of looking to solve real problems, they just create more. Look at their land use plans to allow multifamily dwellings to be built on land zoned for single-family residential. Again, this problem only really applies in Portland, but follow the bouncing ball now. If it's good for Portland, it must be good for the entire state. And how about PERS? What a miserable program for any state taxpayer, except those, of course, that are enrolled in the program. A simple start to solving this massive unfunded liability would be to stop PERS for any new hire from this date on, then deal with those that are in the program. But no, the advisory group put together by our illustrious governor is made up of PERS enrollees who can't even make that simple deduction. Locally, do our elected officials get everything right? Well, hardly, but that's the topic for another day. Remember, you can email me at view@klamathradio.com. And if you miss a view, log on to klamathradio.com and click on podcasts. Right now, I have to go check the mail to see if my dog got that subpoena. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.